Thank you for calling the Freestyle Libre customer care team. Please listen to our menu options, as they have recently been changed.
Para español o prima número 2.
Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes. If this is a life-threatening emergency, please hang up and call 911 or your healthcare provider. We value your privacy. If you would like to learn more about how we protect your personal information, please press star. If you have already purchased the Freestyle Libre and you need support, have questions around usage, or need replacements, please press 1. If you are in, did you know that you can go to our online support form at freestyle.abbott/support form if you've experienced sensor fall off or an error message? Otherwise, if you'd prefer to speak to the customer care team, please options. If you have experienced a sensor fall off or an error message, please press 1. For all other sensors issues, please press 2. If you are calling about your Freestyle Libre app on your smart...
Just a moment for the connections.
Thank you for calling Freestyle Customer Care. My name is Benji. How can I help you?
Good morning, Benji. I'm hoping you can help me. I'm a new user, just got prescribed 2 weeks ago. The first sensor we went to put on had a misfire. So I get 2 a month from my insurance company. Is there anything we can do on this, or is there anything that can be done?
Yeah, I can help you with this concern. But may I ask, this is your first time calling Abbott, or you call us before?
No, I've never called before. Brand new.
Okay. All right. So since this is your first time calling Abbott, I need to create a profile first under your name so we can do troubleshooting, or if you have any concern in the future about the product, this will also help us to easily pull up your profile in our end and any basic information about the product that you are using. Okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Can I have your first and last name?
First name is Scott, S-C-O-T-T. The last name is Pasquale, P-A-S-Q-U-A-L-E.
Okay. And your phone number?
585-414-2169.
And your email?
We can do all lowercase, Scott, period, Pasquale, 91, at Yahoo.
Okay. How about your address?
155 Little Creek Drive.
The city, state, and the zip code?
Rochester, New York. And it's 14616.
All right, thank you. Let me confirm, Scott, if I got it correctly. Again, address 155 Little Creek Drive, Rochester, New York, 14616.
Nailed it.
Going back to your concern, can I have the serial number of this sensor?
Will that be on the box or will it be on? Oh, it'll be on right on it. Hold on, let me switch glasses, bud.
Yeah, at the bottom of the box.
Oh, bottom of the box?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot serial number. Holy cow, that's a big number. Tell me when you're ready. All right, we are think this is lot number T600023-01. And it looks like serial number OG658AVK3.
28, or it's 2025 to 28. Okay, thank you. All right. Well, Scott, I know that you already know this, but just a friendly reminder. Next time that you apply a sensor to your arm, we always recommend using non-moisturizing soap and water and clean the area first with alcohol wipes and let it dry before applying a new sensor, okay?
Absolutely. I'll be honest with you, this one's probably on me. I got nervous putting the first one on first time. You know, there's a needle in there, so it kind of freaked me out a little bit.
You can always check the adhesive guide. I will send you the adhesive guide on how you prevent the sensor from falling off, and as well as the list of third-party products that we recommend to use for added stickiness of your sensor. I'll send it to your email, okay?
Okay.
And for this sensor, do you still have this sensor or you already disposed?
Sitting in my hand.
All right. So I'm going to send a replacement for this one, and aside from the sensor, I will send a return kit box with a return label and instruction inside this box for you to return this so we can check what happened to your sensor, okay?
Beautiful.
And I will send this to your address. Do you have another sensor that you can use while waiting for this one?
I had a second one. That's what's on the back of my arm. Let me look here, see something. I have 8 days left for this sensor.
All right. So I'll be placing this call on hold for at least a minute or two to process a replacement for this sensor. I'll get back to you, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Stay on the line.
Hello.
Yes, thank you for patiently waiting on the line and sorry for the hold. I'm done processing your sensor replacement. And again, you will receive one sensor and one return kit box to your address within 3 to 5 business days. And you will also receive a summary email about what happened to this call today. There is a link on how you do it online if you have any concern with your sensor. And you will be routed to a very quick survey with 96 highest, and you can also leave a message on how we address your concern. Okay.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your help today.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Freestyle Customer Care. Bye for now.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for participating in our brief survey. Your input is appreciated and will help us in our efforts to improve our service to you. There will be a few short questions and an option to leave additional comments. Let's begin. Using a scale of 0 to 9, where 0 is very unlikely and 9 is very likely,